You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get 1 full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Demons will teach and people will listen. Now, immediately when people hear something like this, they'll say, well, no, people won't listen to demons because we know they're evil. But in this video, I want to show you that not only will demons teach and have people listening to them, but people will go a step further and seek out demonic teachings. Secondly, I want to show you how demons will present themselves in order to attract people. And finally, I'll show you how you can identify demonic teachings, because it's not always overtly evil when presented to you. But before we dive into these points, if you look through your history, you will find different incidents and events where people were led astray by ungodly, demonic teachings. Cults are nothing new. A cult can be defined as a religion or religious sect, generally considered to be extremist or false, with its followers often living in an unconventional manner under the guidance of an authoritarian or a charismatic leader. The New Yorker magazine once wrote an article titled, "What Makes a Cult a Cult?" The line between delusion and what the rest of us believe may be blurrier than we think. Isn't that true? How often have you seen something strange or even demonic, but yet there will be people who are in support of that very thing? And I mean, you just have to look at some of the cults that have been documented, and you'll see what I mean. Here's one case regarding Jim Jones, the leader of the People's Temple in the 1950s to the 1970s. The Rolling Stone wrote the following. Until the September 11th attacks, the tragedy in Jonestown on November 18th, 1978, represented the largest number of American civilian casualties in a single non-natural event. It is as unfathomable now as it was then that more than 900 Americans, members of a San Francisco-based religious group called the People's Temple, died after drinking poison at the urging of their leader, the Reverend Jim Jones, in a secluded South American jungle settlement. Then there are other cases, like the Heaven's Gate cult. It was reported that in the 1970s, Marshall Applewhite and Bonnie Nettles came to believe that they were the two witnesses referenced in Chapter 11 of Revelation in the Bible. This cult ended in tragedy. These are just a couple of examples, but the majority of cases repeat the same pattern. There is a leader who is somewhat charismatic, and they gain a congregation by teaching some type of new doctrine. Then the members of the group are somehow so mesmerized with this leader that they will follow all of his instructions without question. And more often than not, this leads to tragedy. There are many people who subscribe to demonic teachings. We all know of churches, ministries, and pastors who have thousands and thousands of followers. They have great church buildings with beautiful architecture. There's wealth, and there's award-winning worship teams. But the gospel that is preached there has nothing to do with repentance or dying to self. But then there are churches, ministries, and pastors with much smaller congregations, less glamorous worship teams, and modest church buildings. But the big difference is they preach Jesus. They preach the full and true gospel that is in the Bible. I know that I'd rather pastor a struggling church preaching the truth than to pastor the wealthiest church in America and preach lies and flatteries. So back to the opening line. Demons will teach, and people will listen. This statement comes from 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 and 2, which says, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron." Demons are not visible. You cannot literally see them. However, they are in operation in this world. If demons were visible and openly seen, no one would ever listen to them or sit in their presence. So here is what the devil does. He will use a preacher, someone who is charismatic, someone who looks relatable and looks like a Christian, and sounds like a Christian. But the key thing is that this person will have a deceitful spirit, and they will teach doctrines of demons. So effectively, some churches are led by demons because their pastor is a false teacher who presents doctrines and beliefs that lead people away from the truth of God's word. They often appear as attractive, appealing ideologies, but they are inspired by the forces of darkness. Most false teachers will live lives that are hypocritical. They will speak on repentance, but they themselves live in adultery. They will speak on giving, but they themselves will be materialistic. They will speak on love, but yet they will not demonstrate the love of Christ to the people around them.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
But what's even worse than this is the fact that they will teach a false doctrine, a demonic doctrine. And here are a few ways to identify demonic doctrines. Demonic doctrine number one. The devil's lie is that you need to get rid of the so-called old gospel in the Bible and apply a new, modern gospel to the times we live in. Times are different. Context is different. Therefore, we need to adapt. But the Apostle Paul says in Galatians 1, verse 8 to 9, "But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse." Demonic doctrine number two. So-called teachers and preachers will reason that the only way to win the world is to make Christ more acceptable to the world. They will argue that the only way we can get the world to come to church is to make the church like the world. But the Bible is so very clear about this. James 4 verse 4 says, "Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." John 15 verse 18 to 19 says, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of this world. That is why the world hates you." Let's take a look at the impact of doctrines of demons. When you listen to doctrines of demons, you are like a ship navigating dangerous waters without a reliable compass. These doctrines will lead you off course. You will end up on the broad road instead of the narrow road. You will end up compromising with sin and justifying sin. False teachings can have a huge impact on our faith and spiritual lives. They can lead us to moral compromises, destructive beliefs, and a departure from the fundamental truths of Christianity. They can distort our understanding of God, His love, and His purpose for our lives. Now, to guard ourselves against these deceptive doctrines, we must diligently study God's Word. We must be so filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can discern what aligns with biblical truth. Just as a counterfeit expert studies real currency to recognize fake bills, we need to immerse ourselves in the genuine Word of God to recognize false teachings. Imagine a castle surrounded by a mighty fortress. By building our faith upon the solid foundation of God's Word and remaining vigilant, we fortify ourselves against the deceptive doctrines of demons.
Pay close attention to who you are listening to when it comes to the Lord. There are people out there who will say God, but never the name of Jesus Christ. There are people who will tell you all sorts of things about how they believe in the Most High and in a higher power. But these people will never confess the name of Jesus Christ. The Amplified Translation of 1 John 2, verse 18, paints a detailed picture for us as it says, "Children, it is the last hour, the end of this age. And just as you heard that the Antichrist is coming, the one who will oppose Christ and attempt to replace him. Even now, many antichrists, false teachers, have appeared, which confirms our belief that it is the last hour." You see, someone with the spirit of Antichrist will preach everything else but the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can identify if a person is under the spirit of Antichrist or not because their beliefs and doctrine are outside of Jesus Christ. The Antichrist is the opposer of Jesus Christ. And so before you accept the word of any pastor, any prophet or apostle, before you accept and receive their word, be sure that you know the word of God for yourself. 2 John chapter 1 verse 7 says, "For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Such a one is the deceiver and the antichrist." Many deceivers who deny Jesus Christ are under the spirit of the antichrist. So make sure that the teaching you are listening to follows the word of the living God. Do not accept a diluted gospel. Be critical in your listening. Hold the word of God in one hand and listen intently whenever you hear someone who claims to be a man or woman of God. Test the spirit behind them by discerning whether or not they are advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ, or are they promoting their own agenda? Do they profess Jesus Christ to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Do they profess that Jesus Christ is the only way to everlasting life? Do they lift up the name of Jesus and place it above all other names? You see, a person who is bound by the spirit of the Antichrist can't do that. They cannot. They will not give all the glory to God. The enemy of Christ will never point you to his direction. They will never point you to repent and turn your life around. Instead, they will point to their intelligence. They will point to their talents and gifts. They'll point to themselves because they cannot stand to humble themselves and praise the name of Jesus Christ. So do not spend your time and energy trying to research the identity of the Antichrist. Instead, invest your time in really getting to know God, really getting to know Him, so that you will be able to discern the spirit behind anyone who stands before you and claims to be sent from the Lord.
One thing that the Bible clearly tells us is that among God's people, there are wolves in sheep's clothing among us. There are people who appear to be one thing, but inwardly, they are something completely different. Revelation 2, verse 2 says that, "I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars." Where do you find apostles? They're not in university lecture theaters. They're not in museums or in movies. They are in the church. Think about it. Why else would the Bible say in Matthew 7, verse 15, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves"? And so my message to you is to be careful. Beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. And let me explain how you notice such people, how you can identify them. To begin with, you need to first understand that a wolf in sheep's clothing is symbolic of an individual who looks harmless. The emphasis is on looks. They appear to pose no threat, much like a sheep. In fact, this person may actually appear to be kind. This person may appear to be full of knowledge about the things of God. But inside, in their heart and in the depths of their soul, they are a ravenous wolf. Inwardly full of hate, full of evil, and they come with an aim to deceive. Be careful of such people. The number one thing they come to do is to mislead. They come to mislead and spread deceit. Notice how the Bible says false prophets. Notice how Revelation 2 verse 2 says, "You have tested those who say they are apostles and are not." Wolves in sheep's clothing always desire to have a following. They can either be in a leadership position or within the congregation, stirring up strife and disharmony. So you are to avoid these types of people. Romans 16, verse 17 to 18 says, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple." Now, I want to draw your attention to the fact that the Word of God says, "By smooth words and flattering speech they deceive the hearts of the simple." Wolves in sheep's clothing love to talk. They love to use smooth words and mislead. In fact, their deception will often be found in their many words. You'll never hear them preach the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. You'll never hear them preach the gospel of repentance and holiness. No, they won't preach scripture. Instead, they will rely on theology. They will rely on philosophy. They rely on academics and all sorts of things, but they will never speak from a place that is rooted in the Word of God. So you have to be aware and make sure that your spiritual ears are open and you are listening with ears of discernment. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3-5 says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Understand that if you are listening to anyone who tells you that Jesus is not the way, the truth, and the life, that person is a deceiver and there is no truth in them. Be careful who you listen to. Are they a wolf in sheep's clothing? Do they speak Jesus Christ? Do they preach the truth of Jesus Christ? Do they state clearly that there is no other way to get to heaven than to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? You see, someone who is a wolf in sheep's clothing will twist the truth. They will blur the lines and manipulate. They will tell you things like, do good deeds, be a good person. That's all you need and you'll be all right. But that's not the truth. Being a good person is a good thing, yes, but do you love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul? Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Have you removed all idols in your heart? You see, the Bible never mentions that all you need to do is be a good person. That's what's called being lukewarm if you're not careful. People of God, let's not buy into any other doctrine other than that which is the Bible. Let's not get lines crossed, but we ought to see things as they are. What is good, holy, and acceptable to the Lord should not be mixed in with deeds that we think. The emphasis is on what we think. God's word is clear when it says they will be known by their fruits. They can dress up in sheep's clothing, but their fruits is what will give them away. As for you and I, the fruits we produce should be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, self-control, and gentleness. So I pray that you would be a child of God who is diligent and alert. I pray that you will be protected and secured by the truth that is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray that you would never fall victim to a wolf in sheep's clothing, but rather may you have discernment. May you have clear vision to be able to tell what is sound doctrine and what is deception. I pray that you would continually stay close to God's side, living under the protection of His armor and covering. May He open your spiritual eyes and help you to realize when you are staring directly into deception.
There's a tendency for believers to gravitate toward the scriptures of protection, hope, and mercy, but ignore scriptures like James 2 verse 19, which says, "You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder." The spirit realm is as real as the screen in front of you. Demons are as real as the angels we love to read about when it comes to our protection. Demons are nothing to fear or be afraid of, because we are offered power and protection through the blood of Jesus Christ. However, this is no excuse to be ignorant of the fact that demons, unclean, and evil spirits still operate in the world today. If you didn't know, demons can see. They have eyes, and they can recognize who this person is or who that person is. Just read Mark chapter 3 and 11, and you'll find it says, "And whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, 'You are the Son of God.'" They saw him, and they knew. To take it a step further, demons can teach, albeit falsely, but they can still possess a person to teach heresy. Just read 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. "Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons." Did you get that? Teachings of demons. I'm highlighting all of this so the scales can be removed from your eyes. We need to realize who we are up against and what we are up against. You see, the average Christian is a surface-level Bible reader, meaning They read the Bible, but they don't intentionally study the Bible. They read God's Word, but they don't intentionally seek to gain knowledge from the Bible, and that's the problem. The first line in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." A lack of knowledge. Have you ever met another believer who is in the middle of a spiritual battle, but they don't know that they're in one? I mean, they are being attacked left, right, and center. Their marriage is under attack, and they think it's their friends who are the problem. They're sick in their bodies, but the doctor can't seem to find a cause. Their money isn't adding up, even though they have automated their saving. Nothing makes sense to them, regardless of what's going on, because there is a lack of knowledge. And I say a lack of knowledge because a surface-level Christian would fight everyone and everything in front of them. But a mature believer would know Ephesians 6 verse 12, which says that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Saints, this is the knowledge that we need. To know that our fight is not in this physical realm, but it's in the supernatural realm. And the thing is, the spiritual realm can often manifest itself in the physical realm, which is what can throw off the surface level believer. For example, when a demon-possessed man encountered Jesus in Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says in verse 18 that Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Notice the sequence of events here. The boy was demon-possessed. Jesus rebuked the demon. It came out of the boy. However, the result of the demon being cast away was healing. Personally, I would have expected the Bible say, "and the boy was free." But no, that's not what it says. First, Jesus rebuked the demon. Secondly, it came out of the boy. Thirdly, he was healed at that moment. So you mean to tell me that this demon was responsible for sickness? Because we tend to associate the effects of demon possession with screaming and shouting or a person being disfigured and making unnatural noises. But in this case, the result of this boy being demon possessed was illness. If you go back to Matthew chapter 17, verse 15, the father of this boy said to Jesus, "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water." So we need to understand that demons are not these movie-like creatures that walk around tormenting and pushing people. They manifest in different ways. They are in the spiritual realm, but they can physically manifest. Here we can see that their manifestation was sickness. The sickness of this boy came about as a result of the demon, hence why Jesus rebuked the demon. The boy was instantly healed. So I would like to submit to you that it's entirely possible for some sickness, for some disease, to have no medical cure because it's spiritual in nature. The doctors can't find a cause. They can't explain how or why this is happening. But the solution goes back to a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against evil forces in the spiritual realm. So, we as believers need to be prayerful, but we need to especially be careful that we are not lacking in knowledge in our lives. The Bible says in Matthew 10, verse 1, "And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction." Saints, we too have been given this authority over unclean spirits. The Holy Spirit empowers us to cast them out and have victory in our lives.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.